Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, like I said, be here till 10 o'clock today. Got plenty of time, 4 hours before the end of the show, so plenty of time to give us a call. And we'll do anything we can to really help you out with your gardening questions. It's starting to lighten up out there a little bit. It's a bit cold today compared to the past couple days, but I do believe it's not going to rain like it has in the past couple days here. Had some crazy amount of rain Friday and Saturday. Saturday afternoon, it was a good amount of rain. And, you know, the rain just keeps coming this year. It's a good thing for our gardens. It's a good thing for our lawns, the trees, etc. Getting out of what we've been in the past number of years, in that major drought for a number of years. It's amazing how much we have caught up. So it's definitely something that, you know, pretty good thing, even though we might not be able to enjoy ourselves outside, but it's a good thing. Now, it's interesting, right? The weather. You know, we talk about it weekly in regards to you know, just what we can do with the garden, etc. Well, it is. It's so abnormal, the temperatures lately. You just don't know what season it is almost. I mean, you can tell when you walk outside, but the temperatures, and we had multiple days this week, we were in the 60s. Even when it was raining at one point on Friday, it was still in the 60s. So it's different for November, right? But we definitely still have time to be finishing up some of those projects in the garden that we haven't finished yet, right? I mean, it's interesting. Thursday of this week is looking like it's going to be in the 60s again. So, you know, we're still getting those heavy temperatures that go cold at night. So you definitely feel what season it is and what season we're going into. But, you know, I bring this up so we can figure out there's still time to be putting, you know, things to bed, cleaning up, doing those types of things outside, getting what you need to get done, done. So definitely, if you can get out there, it's going to be about, you know, 50 degrees today. I mean, it's going to be a nice week. It looks like the rain is done for the week. You know, maybe for a bit, which is not bad, but the temperatures are going to be nice for the next couple weeks here. So what we really got to look at doing is just finishing up out there, getting everything finalized. A lot of the leaves have really fallen on the trees. If you've noticed, you know, I noticed around my yard, it's basically the maple leaves that are still on the trees. Everything else has pretty much fallen, dropped off in the past week or two. So we can get some cleanup done, get some things, you know, cleaned up and moved out. You know, and I notice a lot of people out there, what they do nowadays is they'll use the mower to chip up or mulch up all the leaves and move them into different areas. Get them, you know, people will use them all over their perennial beds. They'll use them everywhere. Neighbor that I have here across the street, I notice he puts them all over his garden bed. He chops them up, and then he puts them over his vegetable garden, cleans that area, and gets it real nice to go. So, I mean, there's multiple uses for it. You know, we've talked the past couple of weeks how there are, you know, thoughts on not cleaning the leaves and leaving them. And those are things, you know, I am open for discussion on. Do I think necessarily you have to leave all the leaves at all times? I don't believe so. But, you know, that's up for debate. I know we've had a couple calls and questions about, you know, should I leave the leaves or do I clean them up? Will I affect the pollinators? Will I affect this, that, and the other thing? Well, my thought process on that is, what have you done for pollinators in your garden? Have you invited them to the garden? I'm not saying have you, you know, sent an invitation out, that type of thing. Have you put the right plants in there? Have you gotten the area ready for them? Now, if you don't have anything in the yard, or most of it is towards the outer edges of the yard, let's bring some of those leaves to that area. But if you don't have anything, just clean it up, because they're not necessarily there. You know, we need to look at being able to get those pollinators to your garden first, because not all of them will overwinter here. A lot of different pollinators will, you know, go south for winter. And they won't be the same pollinator that comes back. It'll be the next generation. But those are things that we need to be looking into to get all that knowledge. But, you know, that's open for debate to discuss what, you know, your thoughts on it are. So that's part of it. But our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time to give us a call today. And we'll do everything we can to help you out with any of your gardening questions. Like I said, plenty of time. Now, it's finally starting to see a little bit outside. It's funny, last week, you know, obviously it's the daylight savings time. And so last week, you know, you get up at 6 o'clock and it's bright out. Today you get up and it's like, all right, where's that sun? I was hoping it would be out a little bit. I know it goes away earlier now, but, you know, that's just the time of year. So we'll figure it out as the days go on. It's getting darker again in the morning, so it's harder to get up each morning, but that is what it is this time of year. We're not that far from the longest night of the year, which means it'll head the other way. So we're about a little over a month till then. So we can deal with it. We can live with it. Later on today, we're actually going to have a guest from Natural Alternative. Karen is going to be joining us to give us some information about ice melt, because a couple things. They're starting to get some snow in certain areas, and I even heard in Fitchburg, Massachusetts yesterday, there was some snow from that storm. western part of the state of Massachusetts and parts of Vermont might have actually gotten some snow. So we'll discuss that a little bit later today, about 8:30. You can take a look at their new website, naturalalternative.com. Looks awesome. Definitely some good stuff there. So I would highly recommend looking into their website, talking with them, getting some information as time goes on. So, but our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started today, so plenty of time to call us and get some of your gardening questions answered before we get out there this week, because it's going to be a good one. It's definitely going to be nice and warm. We've had plenty of rain, so a lot of our plants are being able to store up some of that energy for the winter. So it is it's definitely a good thing. I know might have ruined a little bit of your Friday, but the fact of the matter is it's good for our garden. It's definitely a good thing for them to be able to have that so they can be put to bed the right way. Now, we're going to take a break here. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are, you know, it's going to be a nice day. I can definitely start to see the sun out, so I feel even better now. I can actually, almost felt like it was just too early, but it's not at this point. So, anyways, for those of you who get our newsletter, this is one of the newsletters that we put out this week. Well, the one that we put out this week, one of the articles, I should say, is in regards to, as we put it, free organic matter, seaweed from the beach. We get a lot of questions in regards to this because my father used to talk about this all the time. And we will discuss it a little bit because I think it's important because it's this time of year, the winterizing is done, right? We're getting things ready. And these are things that we can be doing at this time of year to get the garden ready for next year, right? So, the article, I'm not going to read it word for word because it is a good amount of words here. But, you know, there's different ways that my father talked about what they would do when he was a kid in the garden, right? You know, there were things like once the leaves, you know, they would put leaves into the vegetable garden, right? And they used to work the leaves into the soil with a pitchfork, as he wrote. In those days, there were no rototillers, so we're talking, well, it's a good amount of time ago. And so they would blend those in there, and then what they would do is they would spread limestone over the entire garden. Now, the best part of this is he writes, at 50 cents a bag. Now, that bag today is about $5, $6. Maybe $4, $5, $6. But still, that was a good amount. of a change there. So what that did, it was a cheap way to help rot the leaves and keep the soil from getting too acidic. So that was part of it. And then in the spring, his father would actually spread chicken manure from a local farm over the yard and garden. So they would do that. But what else could they do, right? They would, in the fall going forward, because my father was in Maine until he was about 12 years old, and then they moved to the south shore of Boston, and closer to the beach, right, where they were before. It was more a little closer to central Maine. Now, down in Scituate, where they were, they were by the beach. So they actually had pretty good access to seaweed. So what they would do is they would actually fill trash bags. They would fill as much as they could, because my father and my grandfather would take it, and they would, you know, in the family as well, but they would take it and cover the garden about 4 to 6 inches deep of seaweed and just place it over the top. Once that happened, they actually had a rototiller, and they would rototill that into the garden. So they would mix that into the garden, right? So basically what seaweed is, it's like a bale of peat moss for your garden, but it also contains all the good things from the ocean to fertilize your garden soil. One of the things that people ask is, all right, do I wash it? Do I let it dry? What do I do? Well, you don't have to worry about the sea salt and the seaweed, as it won't hurt your garden soil. So that's fine. You can use this as a soil conditioner. If not, if you don't want to use the seaweed, use leaves, pine needles, to help condition the soil. That's what you're looking to do. But this seaweed, like I said, it's like a bale of peat moss for your garden. It's just adding some good soil to it. It's definitely a good thing. Now, the article goes on a little bit to discuss, learning more about your soil and how it works to produce vegetables and flowers. There's a book from one of my father's friends, Jeff Lowenfeld. It's called Teeming with Microbes. Take a look at it. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BearAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has warned Russian President Vladimir Putin he would be making a serious mistake if he invaded Ukraine. And Kamala Harris said the eyes of the world are on the Belarus border as the Biden administration waded into the chaos in Eastern Europe.
On the issue of Belarus and what is happening at the border with Poland, we are very concerned about that and closely paying attention to it.
And President Joe Biden issued his own expression of concern as he left the White House for Camp David on Friday. Hackers compromised an external email system of the FBI. Spam House Project, a watchdog group tracking spam and similar cyber threats, announced Saturday. The messages came from a legitimate email address, with Spam House saying that these emails are fake. This is USA Radio News.
Washington Post writer Jennifer Rubin on Saturday called for rules that would prohibit media outlets from treating Republicans as normal.
The mainstream media is part of this. They cover these issues, and then they go right back to having Republicans on talk shows, asking them about other issues, allowing them to air their phony grievances, rather than grilling them incessantly about why they tolerate this behavior. This is fascistic behavior. This is what fascist regimes do.
Rubin attacked President Trump with lies and lashed out at Republican Representatives Paul Gosar and Marjorie Taylor Greene. President Joe Biden's administration on Friday announced it is raising Medicare premiums, a move it blamed in part on the cost of drugs. The Medicare Part B standard monthly premium will rise by nearly $22 to $170.10 next year, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. We've got plenty of time in the show, so definitely give us a call. We'll do everything we can today to help you out. It's going to be a nice little day here to enjoy yourself out in the garden before the normal Sunday things start to happen. So definitely get out there and enjoy it, because it's going to be nice. This week in general should be nice. Now, before the break, we were talking in regards to the newsletter that we put out each week. You can find the newsletter to sign up for it on our website at paulparent.com. Scroll all the way to the bottom. There's a spot there to sign up for the newsletter and get it sent out to you every week. We used to have it on Thursdays. It's now on Fridays, sometimes earlier, but usually on Fridays at this point to you. Nice way to start the weekend. Nice way to get ready for things you can be doing for the weekend during the season. And then going forward during the winter, we'll even talk about some different things you can be doing. Now, the majority, and when I say the majority, I mean all, of these articles are previous articles that my father has written. We are adding to them at some point. But at this point, everything is something my father has said. This is our way to keep him in the show as much as possible. But, you know, we had discussed a bit in regards to the seaweed, your free organic matter, right? I just want to, one key element of all this is you do not need to wash it. So that is just something we've, you know, that's one of our bigger questions when it comes to seaweed and the use of it. You know, do you have to clean it? What do you have to do? You know, I've even brought it to the point where some people will, you take it into black trash bags, right? You'll let it heat up a little bit in the, like, driveway, that thing, and wash it off if you are so concerned. But that really, that aspect is up to you. But at this point, you can also be putting those leaves from the yard, putting that into it. Some people will even shred those leaves at this point and then put it over the garden and till it in. But, you know, the other thing, which is funny, right? We talk about tilling this into the garden, but then, you know, my father mentions Jeff Lowenfeld in regards to, you know, learning more about your soil, right? And he has a couple books out there. One's Teeming with Microbes, one's Teeming with Nutrients, and Teeming with Fungi, right? All these things have to do with the soil, and it is very, very important stuff. It's not the, you know, it's not something that you're going to sit there and say, I'm going to read this overnight like a novel, and then I'm going to follow to the next one. You're going to get some information out of this. This is more informative for you. Now, here's the thing about Jeff Lowenfeld, right? He is a successful gardener in Anchorage, Alaska. So if he can be successful in the garden in Anchorage, Alaska, based on what he does and what he knows, I think those can come to us and help us here in New England and across the country, because we all know they don't have the longest growing season. So he's looking for the advantage each time. And so he's found all these different things. And what has he done? What else has he done? Now, he is the one who brought the idea of leaving your vegetable plants in the ground, except for, you know, cutting it down to the ground, leaving about like half inch of the plant left on the soil, on top of the soil, but leaving the root system intact, right? Leaving the root system intact in your vegetable garden. I know it's late at this point, but I want to discuss it a little bit because while it's fresh in our head, what we've done, thinking about doing it for the next season, next year, right? Because what's the reasoning behind it? What, you know, you look at it and say, what, why? Why do I leave the plants there? I've always cleaned it up and I've added things. You just talked about tilling the soil. Well, there are multiple ways to do something, right? So why do we do this? Why do we leave the root system intact? Well, think about this. Now, your vegetable garden is probably the one area that you fertilize religiously. You probably fertilize your shrubs and trees out there. You'll do it once or, you know, with the lawn, maybe do the first couple steps and then move on. But your vegetable garden, you're trying to provide, you know, food for yourself, your family. And so you're going to take care of it the most. Now, you're using those fertilizers, what, every couple weeks? Now, you're building up a root system with heavy mycorrhizae, with heavy roots. Mycorrhizae, what is that? Well, it's a beneficial bacteria that attacks your root system and makes it stronger, right? It builds it. It creates a bigger root system. Now, you're putting all this fertilizer in there, and it goes into the root system, and those roots are all over the place, and they have created a nice spot for the fertilizer, the food, to sit. Now, if you rip all those roots out from the whole garden, you're ripping all those microbes and all the good fertilizer you've been putting in there out, right out of the system. So you can start fresh next year. Well, by leaving the root system in there, you're leaving that mycorrhizae, you're leaving the fertilizer in there, you're leaving all those good things you've done throughout the year and leaving them into the soil, so next year you have an early start. So that early start is going to allow, there's going to be a root system in there that has already been taking up nutrients from the previous season. So you're starting with nutrients and fertilizers already there that have been stored up. Now, when you start the garden, you plant, you know, in between where you've left the plants. Eventually, those plants that are there will rot out and just go back into soil. You won't see them. But the root system will be more extensive because of that. So it's definitely something that you should be thinking about, at least thinking about, and seeing what you can do with the future of your garden. You know, if you're not going to do that, adding nutrients, adding items to the soil will definitely help you out to be successful in the future of your garden. Because, you know, that's the one thing that I think we all will focus on and take care of more. I mean, there's a lot of gardeners out there that take care of the whole lawn and garden and everything. I get that. But you're, you know, part-time gardener, if you will, or a gardener that are just starting to get into it. One of the reasons we started to just get into the garden was because of the vegetable garden, because, you know, we're worried about food supply, right? That's what the pandemic gave us, right? Is that freak out of, well, what's going to be here? What's going to be there? So we all started planting vegetable gardens in 2020, who hadn't, right? But since then, you've been taking care of it and making sure, because you want to get those fruits, those vegetables out of the garden so you can enjoy them. And you're starting to enjoy those things, and you've been taking care of them more. So those are just some things that we should look into, is taking care of the soil for the long term of your garden, for the better. You know, you want better fruit, vegetables next year, take care of it this year, but at the end of the year. So something to really be thinking about. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And definitely take a look at the article that my father wrote this week. It's interesting. You know, they have some family stuff that's written in there. It's funny. Last week, I was thinking about the sub shop that my father actually mentions in the article called Maria's. It was his favorite place to go to, and any time he would go down there, he would always get the same thing, a ham and cheese with pickles, tomato, salt, and pepper, and some oil. He loved it. He always talked about it. So definitely some cool little things that he adds in there about family. I love listening to it. I love reading it. I can basically hear him saying it, that conversation. So definitely something to be looking at. And again, you can sign up for the newsletter at our website at paulparent.com. And from there, you can get some, you would scroll down to the bottom, go to sign up for newsletter and get some great information there. You could also get it on our web, on our Facebook page. You can go to facebook.com/PaulPGardenClub. And each week we'll post the article, and you can actually click right there to get it. So definitely some good information. Any of the ways to get it, I highly recommend it, because it definitely gives us some good stuff to think about. A little bit later, we'll even touch on preparing your roses for winter, right? Now, there's multiple things to be thinking about with this. You know, my father usually never bolded things or made things in capitals. In this one, he writes never in bold and capitalized in multiple parts of the article. So, he's very passionate about it. It's about roses, winterizing them, getting them ready for winter, right? You know, one thing he does say right in there, step one is to never prune your roses in the fall of the year. Okay. Well, we can touch on that as time goes on, because I do believe there are a few things you can do in the fall. I don't recommend, you know, a huge pruning session for your roses, but you can still do a few things. But we can discuss that a little bit later on in the show, as time goes on here. But some other things to be thinking about at this point, I'd be going and taking a look at Natural Alternatives website. So it's naturalalternative.com. We have Karen coming on with us to talk in regards to the new website and a few things, because the ice melt is definitely something that's needed very soon here, because we're starting to already see snow in the western part of Massachusetts into Vermont, where Natural Alternative is in Maryland. They're actually, they saw some snow down there. So we're going to discuss that about 8:30 today to discuss a few things in regards to that. We'll even touch on fertilizer as time goes on. But I'll tell you, new website looks really good. I mentioned it last week, but I wanted to mention it now because, you know, new websites, it takes a little bit of time before they kind of get fully in there, and things are going looking really good here, so I definitely take a look at it. Now, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. Get back, more of your questions, more things to do in the garden. We'll be back.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Ten. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left in the show for you to be giving us a call, asking some questions. We will be here to do everything we can to help you out. We've been talking a number of different things of what you can be doing for the garden, talking in regards to some of the newsletter articles. One of the articles this week was in regards to seaweed. We discussed that because seaweed has been a big question. People have asked us questions in regards to it. So that is something you can be reading. You can read some other articles from the previous. I know we've had some issues in the past with our websites, and not everything is up there. We will work to fix that. But definitely, it's out there. Now, sun's finally, out. Looks a lot brighter out there than it did this morning. So you might be waking up, getting ready to go for the day. And get started out there. So definitely, if you can, get out, do some cleanup. I know a lot of the rain that we had in the past 24 to 36 hours has put a damper on some of that cleanup. I know people were trying to get out there yesterday as quickly as they could to get rid of some of those leaves in the area and put everything else to bed. Noticing more and more of those perennials that you've seen, they've all really started to turn that brown color. So a lot of you out there are pruning out those leaves, cutting them back so that they are ready for winter and building from there. Some things to be doing out there. Now, we do have a call, so we're going to jump right into that. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Dick is in Maine.
Dick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. I've got a couple of questions, and
sure.
One is on dahlias, and the other is on angel trumpet bromesias. And
yep.
on the dahlias first, I have the big dinner plate dahlias, and they did well this year and want to hold them over. And I've dug them up, and what I'm looking for is, what is your best method of holding those over in the winter? Should I wash them off and dry them, and then how do I store them? That's my question there.
Okay.
And the other one is on the angel trumpet bromesias, which I cut them back and store them in the cellar each year, and I've got them in big pots, which is about the maximum that I can handle, and each year there seems to be more shoots coming up. And is it best to cut some of those shoots back so that they have bigger flowers on them, or should I just let it go as much as possible and wait until I have to put them in a bigger pot, which I don't think I can handle because they're in like 12-inch pots now?
Gotcha. Okay. So let me touch base real quick on the dahlia bulbs. So the dahlias, so you've already dug them up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the best way to do it is, usually you don't have to wash them off to clean them. You let them air dry for a couple days. And then you kind of just get rid of all the excess soil that's on there. You're looking at the clumps of tubers to pull up. You can actually store that entire tuber in, you know, like a Tupperware container, right? And one of the reasons why I say Tupperware container is because sometimes with cardboard can pick up some of that moisture and rot and then cause other issues. What I've seen people do is put it in, like, peat moss in Tupperware container, but you put it down in like a basement where the temperatures stay between 40 to 50 degrees. And you let it sit there. You don't want the tubers to freeze, okay?
No.
From there, you kind of check on them periodically. We don't want them to stay too moist. So what we can do, we're hitting a break here. When we come back, I'll get you a lot more information on what to do. So stay tuned with me. We'll be back in a few.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.